we're going to get things moved around. I think we're going to get our Hastings duel rescheduled for later this month. And, of course, they move the Norplatt/Kearney invite to this next Wednesday. And what the school said, yep, you can go ahead and go. Because, you know, it's usually church night, and you want to be respectful to the kids because there's a lot of youth group activities going on. And so, anyway, it's going to be a busy week next week, so at least we're getting things rescheduled.
That's just how spring goes.
Yeah. You know, that's all right. And, you know, the nice thing about it, too, is we're going to reschedule that Hastings duel, as long as Mr. Nichols is okay with that. And he probably doesn't even know if he's listening. No, he knows. So I worked with Coach Mark over at Hastings High, and then, you know, Coach Sugaroo over at Adams Central said, hey, if you're going to come and play, you know, let me know if we got. And so I said, well, we're looking at the 12th. I think it's going to be a Friday, the 12th of April. And Hastings High asked to go do some kind of a thing at 2:30, so we're going to play from 12 to 2. But Eddie said, hey, I got that date open. You want to come over across town and play at Adams Central? I was like, sure. So got to pick up an extra duel for that one. So it was a good reschedule.
That's good. No question about it. Again, there was a couple of meets, once again, that were postponed with the Hastings. And then the Norplatt invite at Kearney was going to take place. And apparently everything east just got more snow.
Yeah, I was talking to Eric Rippon, my nephew lives in Kearney, and just asked him what it was like. And he said they got probably about 6 to 8 inches of snow. And it had blown so heavy. And, you know, with the wind break, I mean, we lost four course for, you know, a couple of practices this last week. And so it's just that windbreak has just drifted the course pretty heavily and said there's just no way we're going to get them all melted. You know, they have 12 teams coming, so you got to make sure that you have all the courts available to get all those teams in, especially, you know, teams like Scott's Bluff and Gearing are going to drive in that night before. So they made an early determination that we're going to call it and postpone it. So it's a good deal because I think Wednesday looks like about a 65-degree day in Kearney, so it'll be a great day for us to get out and get some good tennis in.
Yeah, I think if the winds wouldn't have been so bad, if it just would have came straight down, I think it would have probably been a different story, maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. You know, if we didn't have that wind, things would have melted quicker, you know, and I got to definitely put a shout out to Trevor Taylor. Ben and I went over to the tennis courts on Wednesday night and started moving snow at the Elks, and it's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And Trevor, bless his heart, drove down, went to this big old snowblower and said, you want some help? And I was like, absolutely. So we snowblow those off in like 5 minutes. And then we went up to the high school courts and got clearance, you know, or getting them resurfaced because we didn't want to damage them worse with where they are. But Mr. Gross said, yep, go ahead and go for it. You're not going to hurt them worse than what they are now. And so Trevor spent another hour with him up at the tennis courts, you know, blowing that off. And he has a huge old snowblower. You should check it out. It shoots. I bet that was shooting 15 feet in the air. And so got up the next day and came to practice on Thursday. And by gosh, they had two more courts available for us. So, you know, like I said, Trevor Taylor was a definite saint, you know, driving by and helping us out with that. So I appreciated, you know, him taking some time to help us get those courts opened up. So we got, you know, full practice in on Thursday.
I thought knowing him, being an electronics guy, he had a big giant speaker he put out there and just cranked up the some Van Halen or something like that and just blasted everything off the court.
Well, you wouldn't have heard it with that motor running. That thing was steaming the crickets. That was a big unit. But no, I really do appreciate him doing that. And it was a very nice gesture because I would probably never got to the high school course the way things are going at the Elks. But, man, we got through it in about 2 hours. And like I said, we got a course available. So we were able to have a full team practice at a regular time. And, you know, just thankful for that because, you know, you lose Monday and Tuesday, plus you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. It's a long time for kids to take a break. And you could see it on Wednesday. I said, you know, we had two courts, and we had half the team come in for an hour, the other half for the other hour. And it was good to get on the course, but it was really not productive. And so very much appreciate him coming in and opening up those courts for us.
Yeah, you're going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, aren't you?
That's correct. Yep. You know, Tuesday we go. What do we have on Tuesday? We have home. It's a senior day. So we're going to have Gothenburg come to count. I think they have 21 or 22 girls. So we'll play all 30 of our girls. That'll be a great afternoon. It's going to be like 50, 55 degrees. It's going to be a great day. On our seniors, of course, it's a little early, but that's just the best time we've had on the schedule to get the seniors honored. And then Wednesday, of course, we go to Kearney for that Norplatt invite, which will be a tough invite. You'll see some great teams, you know, basically teams we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
I mean, but you see Kearney, who will be out on favorite to win it all. A strong Grand Island team, so it'll be good competition there. Waiting for Coach Salisbury to send out the specs on that. If it's going to be two pools of six or if it's going to be three pools of four, I have no clue. But we'll figure it out, and we'll go up there and play, and that'll be a full-day event, and it'll be great to play there. And then, yes, then Saturday. And then Thursday we go to, I think it's Lexington, if I'm not mistaken, to the Lexington GB invite. And we'll take 8 girls there. Just got that information from Coach Salisbury yesterday. So we'll take, you know, numbers 7 through 14 to Lex and let them play some singles and doubles. And they're going to get 5 matches in, which would be a great day for them. And probably going to have to do some split squad with Coach Doolin and I. Definitely going to not give up 2 full days of practices. We can't do that. We've lost too much. And so we've got to figure out how we're going to do things on Wednesday and Thursday. Probably she's probably not going to like me for this, but she's probably going to stay back on Wednesday and run practice on Wednesday, because those JV girls, they're going to get too much. They're not going to have any practice time before Thursday's meet. And then Thursday, she'll take the girls up to Lexington and go to that invite, and then I'll run practice all day Thursday. Then, of course, it's going to be a good day Friday, because Friday's going to be another challenge day, so it's good to see us getting more competition in and get some more reps and just pushing each other to get better.
Yeah, Tuesday, week. It is, and then by later in the week, if you look at the forecast, it's supposed to be 75, 80 degrees,
yeah,
so you're going to go from snow to the heat.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful on Wednesday, and Kearney is going to be, like I said, about 60, 65, and then nice day for the girls on the course on Thursday in Lexington. It's going to be like 70, and then, yeah, a beautiful day on Friday will be about 75 degrees, and we'll take it. But busy week. It's like Rich always says on Open Line, it's going to be a monster week, but it's all right. We like it. We want to get some quarter time in and get the girls on the course competing.
So any changes in the lineups coming up?
Well, you know, we had some injuries last week, and a couple of girls didn't get their challenge matches played, so they're going to play those this weekend and hopefully get that done so we can get ready for next week, because one of them is, you know, Elizabeth McConville, who's a sophomore, is number 6 on her team. The last varsity spot is going to get challenged by our number 7 player, Olivia Eshelman, who's a senior. So they started that match, and one of the girls unfortunately got a little sick during the match. It was 2-2, and so couldn't continue, so we're just going to resume that. Hopefully today, or maybe on Sunday. Probably not Sunday, but maybe even Monday. Just they need to get it done. But that's a big spot for us, because that really changes the cosmetics of our team and how we're going to play things. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. But both those girls have been working really hard, and be fun to see how that outcome.
Now Gothenburg, new coach, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's used to be Rachel Ostrom. When she was in Lexington.
I remember that name.
And really nice lady, very nice. I think her last name is maybe May now. I'm not 100% sure. But she reached out and said, that, you know, we have 24 kids or 20, I think 24, maybe it's 22, I don't know. But, yeah, she's going to do a great job. She was Angela Abercrombie's assistant coach the last couple of years. So she understands tennis, and she'll do a great job. And, you know, just taking over the realm, and she'll be fun to work with, and be looking forward to seeing her, because definitely put it to us when she was playing high school. They had a really strong program when she was in high school, and the Minute Maids were solid. So be fun to, you know, chat with her and see how things are going, and see if there's anything we can help her with, or, you know, information she might need. You know, just being a new coach, it's kind of sometimes you get a little overwhelmed. So looking forward to seeing those guys come in. And like I said, senior day is going to be a lot of fun. You know, I think we're going to serve some nachos and some different goodies at the meet, and it'd be a lot of fun for the kids. You know, it'd be a great day on the course.